Now, will you notice? He is like a roe or a young hart. Now he's drawing closer, and the voice of my beloved sounds over the rocks and rising grounds, o'er hills of guilt and seas of grief. He leaps, he flies to my relief. Watts wrote that. And today you and I have access to him. Now, will you notice? We're told something else. He says, behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. And today, he's behind the wall. He's gone yonder to God's right hand. And I'm way down here today. It's like it was when he went to the mountain to pray after he fed the 5,000 and his own were down there on the little Sea of Galilee in a storm. That's where I am today, and he's up yonder at God's right hand. He's on the other side of the wall, friends. And everything under the sun is trying to keep me from him, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And today he still says, as he said to Zacchaeus, come down. Today I must abide at thy house. He says that to you. He says that to me. I want to come in with you. And if he'll go in with that old publican and fellowship with him, I think he'll come into where you are. If you just invite him in. And this is the one that could be said in that day, there standeth one in the midst of you whom ye know not. And I knew him not. John the Baptist made that statement. The world doesn't know him. He's behind a wall today, the wall of indifference, the wall of rebellion against God, the wall of sin today. What a picture.